Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm Attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. So we've all seen The Hangover, and of course, one of the funniest scenes is the whole Mike Tyson, and they got, like, his tiger.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just assume that was a joke, like, oh yeah, that's such an extreme thing that Mike Tyson would own a tiger.
I remember watching that in the theater and just being like, what is happening in this movie?
Yeah.
Like, that scene just kind of set the tone for everything else.
Well, Mike Tyson was recently on Joe Rogan's podcast, and he explained how he ended up owning tigers.
So I'm in prison. I'm talking to my car dealer. He has some cars that belong to a friend of mine that's both a friend of ours, and he's discussing if he doesn't pay for these cars, I'm going to sell these cars to somebody and get some horses and stuff. I said, what, you can get horses? Trade horses in for cars? Because I had a lot of cars. I said, I'd probably get some horses too. And he said, yeah, man, you get cougars, lions, tigers. I know this guy got exotic. I said, you do? Can you give me some tigers? He said, yeah. And the guy told me, and the guy said, man, imagine how cool that'd be. You'd be, because I had a bunch of friends. Because imagine that, man, you'd be in an Aston Martin or a Ferrari, you have a tiger right next to you. Man. That'd be so awesome. And I'm a young guy. I'm a kid. I'm saying to myself, wow, that would be cool, right? I said, yeah, give me some cubs, man.
Oh,
and then when I came home, I had those cubs right there waiting for me.
So he really did have tigers.
Yeah.
So the movie wasn't kidding. I just thought that was a silly, dumb thing from the movie, but...
Hey, it's Tiger.
How cool is Mike Tyson? They go, look, dude, we're going to have you in the movie, and we definitely want to have you, you know, we know about your tigers. We want you to...
Can you work that into the mix?
Wow. How has it taken us so long to know that?
I know he liked to... I don't know if he owns pigeons or he just likes to play with them.
So he had a TV show about them, so I think he owns and breeds them.
You know, it's an interesting. I know, right? Goes to show you the mindset of certain people because, yeah, I think it would be cool to have a tiger. I mean, the idea of it, but there's no way I'm making that happen.
If you, so would that be your number one pick of your non-traditional domesticated animals? If you had to pick an animal, would it be a tiger?
No, because you know what? It would be, I think, is a panther. Is that who Bagheera was in Jungle Book?
Yes.
Because Shere Khan was an a-hole. So, no.
I like how you're basing your pets off of the Jungle Book.
I just watched the Mowgli one, which was the British version with Cumberbatch, Benedict Cumberbatch as Shere Khan, and he was such an a-hole. He was so mean to Mowgli. But Bagheera was the man.
I think I'd go with a baboon.
A baboon? You mean a baboon?
Yeah.
I don't know what a baboon is. But
a baboon.
No, it's a baboon. What are you?
Baboon.
What are you?
Baboon.
What are you, a lone wolf now?
Hey, baboon.
A baboon.
Hey, baboon. A monkey. Yeah. I'll go with a monkey.
haven't you always wanted a monkey? So you'd want a baboon. Those guys are vicious, I heard.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too. Like, face ripping off, like, angry.
Well, I preface it by saying it would be, you know, obviously it'd be safer.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to get a real baboon.
Oh, really? Well, do they sell fake baboons?
No,
anywhere?
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm going to get one that has a cool, like, chill demeanor, like a stoner baboon.
Oh, you're going to get, like, an emotional support yeah, baboon, yeah. Like that dude has with the alligator.
I should have just said monkey.
Yeah. Well, monkeys are, yeah, even though monkeys can be also pretty vicious, but baboons really, I guess, are they're the aggro simians.
I'll go to monkey then.
Okay, well, I'm just going to say baboons live to be about 45 years old.
Perfect.
So I'm just saying you're going to have one for a while.
Perfect. Gonna rip your face off. What are you?
Again, mine is cool.
See, I have a panther that will be nice to me. Because
right, yeah, you're talking about a panther, a wild cat that will also eat faces.
He was good to Mowgli.
I just think it'd be fun to sit on the couch and hang out with you. Like, you know, he'll sit next to me and we'll, like, share some popcorn,
watch wrestling.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm sure that the baboon. Mm-hmm. Come here, baboon. All right, how about you, Vicky? If you could get a non-domesticated animal, what would it be?
I want an otter.
Mm. Oh, you're
going to
need a pool.
Freaking cool. Mm. I know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're just like the cutest little thing, and they just hang out in the water, and they hold their little paws together when they sleep, and they just look like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'd go swimming with them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you would you?
Yeah.
Vicky?
No.
Don't ruin it. Oh, well, otters are really perverted.
Oh, perfect. Well, that's perfect.
And so are like most of the guys I date. So, I mean,
all right, then. Just letting you know. Just letting you know.
I'm a huge pervert. Yeah. I think they'd be weirded out by me.
That's a very good point. The otter might go, we don't want Vicky to own this.
Yeah, it's perfect, though, because Vicky will be okay if like the otter has booty calls and other otters come over. It's just not going to be like, what are you doing? Like, you can't do that. You have some respect for yourself.
Yeah, instead of like a sock on the little pool, it'll be just like a little fish or something. It's like, oh, okay, I'll let them be.
Wow.
I'm respectful.
Yeah.
Someone said Steve wants a monkey just so he could spank it. I wouldn't spank it.
Why didn't I think about that?
What if it was bad? Line?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Always, you got to spank that bad monkey. How about you, Rev? What'd you say?
I would go with a cheetah.
A cheetah. You're making fun of my panther, and you're going with a cheetah.
Yeah, because cheetahs are a little more, they need emotional support animals for themselves. If a cheetah is in a zoo, in order for them not to be so freaked out, they'll get puppies.
Really?
So yeah, so I'd have to get a puppy with a cheetah, which is pretty amazing.
I didn't know cheetahs needed emotional support animals in zoos.
They do. It helps them get with Vicky's showing pictures of cheetahs and puppies, and now I can't think.
First of all,
That's so cute.
Uh-huh. As human beings, I think if we put an animal somewhere where it actually is tripping out, maybe we shouldn't put them there. You know, I mean, as much as I love to go to the zoo and see animals,
they're the most skittish of all the big cats.
Maybe we should let the cheetahs
be super cool
because they give us those great, you know, cheese puffs. We gotta be cool with those cheetahs, man.
Plus, I'm picturing me and my baboon,
my baboon,
walking around.
Hey, would you like a baboon
with my wife and Lulu, and we could let the baboon.
It's baboon. Why can't you say baboon? Jesus,
we got Babs.
Okay,
walk Lulu. How funny would that be?
Oh, like
that
would be fantastic. Baboon walking a dog in the neighborhood. Yes. It sounds like a joke going into a bar. So this baboon and this dog walk into a bar. And he says, are you a baboon?
See, baboons have really funny heinies, but they're creepy looking, dude.
Why do you think Steve wants it?
I know, it just scares me.
It's just like you want the perverted otter. Steve wants a creepy
monkey.
Baboon.
It's going to grow up at some point.
No.
Please don't use that voice, okay?
It's so cute.
No,
it hurts.
No, don't.
What's Danny getting?
A koala bear, of course.
Cool. Oh,
yeah, they sleep for like 22 hours a day, so you know they're low maintenance, and you can just nap with them.
And cuddle.
And your house will smell good because of the eucalyptus.
Huh. Well, I think you have to get the eucalyptus, yeah. Oh. I don't think they bring it with them.
I might have to change my choice.
Yeah.
I'm going with a monkey.
What, you want
so
a monkey?
It says baboons show their dominance by ripping off other males' genitalia.
Oh, yeah. Whoa.
Good luck, Steve.
Yeah. Wow, that is, you know what? There are certain ways to show dominance, but that pretty much ends the conversation.
Gosh, right?
I mean, you could try to urinate in somebody's yard, or you could try to puff up your chest, but ripping off a man's boys, you're pretty much, okay, you win, sir.
Why'd you name your baboon Lorena? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
So he says, I love how Steve wants a monkey to be his kid.
Oh.
Yeah. I dress him up like me, a little shirt, a little button-up shirt.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be great. Would you shave its head?
Yeah.
No.
See, a lot of us grew up with, like, little monkey TV shows, you know, like the what was it, Lance Link and the Secret Chimps or something like that? I forget what it was.
Whoa, no, I don't know.
Oh, you don't remember that one?
But what about Marcel and Friends?
You need to get a little capuchin. He's so cute. And they're trainable.
And there was, there was a secret agent chimp. I think it was on the Banana Split show. I don't know where I saw it. Lance Link? Oh, what the heck? Am I right? Does anybody remember that?
No.
No.
Oh, Lancelot.
None of us are 90.
No. Lancelot Link, secret chimp.
Yeah, that's it.
Wow.
Dude, I'm old. It came out in 1970, and the last episode was in 1971.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry if I was 11.
I'm sorry. You weren't 11. You were like 30.
Yeah.
Lance was the man. He was.
He
put him in a detective outfit. This chip ran around with him.
It was essentially like Get Smart with a Monkey.
Yeah, dude. It was such a stupid show, and I enjoyed it.
We're getting out some texts that are going to make Danny rethink what he's doing with a koala. One person says, Danny, koala bears, about 90% of them have chlamydia. Next text. Koalas have chlamydia.
Well, we have a new
next
for Vicky.
Text. What? Koalas have chlamydia. Next text. Koalas eat their own poop.
I mean, I'm fine with all of those things.
All of those things. Because, yeah. Of course, the eucalyptus.
Yeah. I was going to say, that kind of sounds like a college roommate. I think you're fine.
Yeah.
I mean, a qualia chlamydia.
Yeah. When you think of all the animals in the animal kingdom, they're all supposed to bang each, you know, do what they got to do. Why is it the poor koala gets wrecked?
Make sure you just get them some condoms.
Yeah, that's fine.
Isn't that weird?
Mm-hmm.
That is so bizarre. That, like, what are koalas doing that other animals aren't? Because,
well, they're doing exactly what everyone else is doing to get chlamydia. But apparently the one that infects them is not that infects humans. So you don't necessarily, you won't necessarily get that chlamydia, Danny.
Oh, see?
Oh, that's nice.
There you go.
Is so, but they're getting chlamydia sexually. The koala. Is that what you're saying, Rebel?
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't seem right. I mean, animals don't know better than to just try to propagate. Why would they get chlamydia? And the other animals don't. Like, why don't elephants or anybody else, like dogs and cats, get chlamydia?
Huh. Apparently, the way adult koalas get chlamydia is through sexual transmission, but young koalas can also become infected by eating pap, which is a nutritious type of feces, which is excreted by infected mothers.
Okay.
Oh,
wait a second. What is wrong?
I'm fun with that, Danny.
I still want one.
Okay. I think you picked the worst animal, Danny.
They have the worst breath, I bet.
Dude, it says that the infection rate's about 100%.
I got news for you, okay? Because if
everyone has it, then what's the big deal?
Here's the deal.
Well, it gets them.
Somebody should be fired. Like, if I'm God, and you know that, like, if you're God, God probably delegates. All right, listen, you know, I got 7 days to get this whole thing done. Hey, Jimmy, you're in charge of the animals. You'll take the koalas. And Jimmy effed up, okay? Jimmy effed up because, come on. Every other animal doesn't have this issue. The poor kid thinks he's having a healthy meal. Next thing you know, first of all, they go, "Dear Jimmy the Koala, your healthy meal is going to be your mother's huh. And by the way, your mother was kind of a hoe, so you're eating her blank and you're getting chlamydia." Wait a minute. Who designed that kind of creature setup? Poor Jimmy the Koala.
I don't know, but people are texting me saying, "Steve, look into finger monkeys."
Okay, I don't think you can do that, Steve. I think that's illegal.
No, look at these little monkeys, the little finger monkeys.
Oh, I thought you said something
else.
I want one. I get
it. So cute.
Right? Vicky just lost her mind.
Yeah, she's dead. She's gone. What the hell is that?
It's a finger monkey.
They look like, I've never seen those things before.
They look like the little Monchy Cheese, the old cartoons.
Yeah, they do.
I'd be afraid to step on it.
Is that how big they get?
Looks like it, yeah.
Well, they can't do too much harm, can they? They look like little gremlins, actually.
Yeah, they do.
You better be careful. What happens if you get them wet? Is that what happens? Things go bad?
You got a soggy monkey.
Okay. Haven't you always wanted a soggy monkey?
How much do they cost?
Well, let's see.
And are they dangerous?
Well, how dangerous can they be? They're that little.
Yeah, that's what they said about Gizmo, man.
You're right.
I don't want it scratching me up, though.
Well, don't get a cat, then. So really, I never heard of a finger monkey. How have I not known about these things?
So depending on the area and the store, it can range from $1,500 to $4,000.
Yeek. Oh.
Whoa.
Which, I mean, if you get one of those fancy pants dogs, that's about how much they cost, right?
They are pretty adorable. I mean, they're wild animals still, right? They know they're not domestic, so.
I don't know.
You can't keep a finger monkey hanging out. But this guy has it on his finger, and it's not really doing much damage.
It's just hanging out, holding onto his finger.
Yeah. I gotta be
funny.
Wow, this.
I'm sold.
All right, you got it. Finger monkey your way, Steve.
What if I came to work? Can I come to work with my finger monkey, please?
I don't think anybody would argue. Here? Yeah, people wouldn't mind.
No one will know.
No,
not like in a Ziploc bag.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think you can bring him in a Ziploc bag.
Open.
Okay. Oh, good. All right.
They have a toy they're called fingerlings, and they're the exact same thing. They just hang out. And they're little dragons and monkeys and stuff. So you could do that without the actual poop and stuff.
Yeah.
But those are so freaking cute.
Is it alive or just a stuffed animal thing?
That's
just
a fake thing.
I'm just saying.
He wants something alive. He wants an emotionally support finger monkey.
What if I become like a crazy cat lady, but I'm crazy finger monkey man?
Oh
and
my
I
God.
Just show up and I got like all these finger monkeys over me.
You know somebody's got those already, Steve. Somebody who's rich has got a ton of those somewhere.
You need to get a bunch of fanny packs and just keep them in the fanny pack.
Oh, it's a finger monkey fanny pack.
Somebody says they're good pets until they rip your face up, and when they grow up, they can be unpredictable and cause harm. You can't get rid of them fast enough.
Monkeys? Oh, really? Well, you just gotta train your monkey.
Come on, didn't you ever watch Jungle Book? Those monkeys, man, when they all get together, next thing you know, they're kidnapping people.
Yeah, fine, I guess I'm out.
Yeah. Then you gotta, listen to King Louis sing to you. I don't need that.
We're just ruining all of Steve's animal wants.
Not even a finger monkey you can have.
So he says, BJ, I'm surprised you didn't want to get an anteater. Oh, wait, you already have one.
You guys are just amazing. I got it. I'm done. Here's a question. What happens when someone goes on social media to complain about his wife? That's not me, by the way. Yeah, it's another edition of Facebook Drama. You're going to hear it at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's back on March 9th. Yeah. Reserve that Saturday because Bourbon and Bacon Fest returning to the Seattle Design Center. And you can join us in the day, join us in the night. Doesn't matter. We've got general admission tickets and, of course, the premium packages. Hey, sip on some great bourbon. Have some great bacon. Oh. You want your tickets? You know where to go. KISW.com. Bourbon and Bacon Fest, benefiting our friends at Treehouse.
Now, it's time for Facebook Drama.
And Facebook Drama is brought to you by our buddies over at the Snoqualmie Casino, BJ. And this is our opportunity to point out the idiots that are on Facebook. It's an actual Facebook post. The drama unfolds because of it. And, of course, we're going to act it out.
Yeah.
So this time around, BJ, you'll be playing the role of the original poster. You will be John. I'll play the role of Graham. Rev, mm-hmm. You are Brianne.
Sweet.
Vicky, you are Dave.
Yay.
And Sarah, you will play the role of Trish.
Oh, hey.
And just as a heads up, John and Brianne are married.
Okay, very good.
So BJ and Rev are married.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. That's so very nice.
The original poster is John, so BJ, please take it away.
Trish, please tell my wife how we met, since Brianne clearly has a problem with you being my friend on Facebook.
Savage post, John. And you tagged your wife in it. Post a Michael Jackson eating popcorn gif.
Wow, SMH, really?
It's just BS that you're mad at me because I liked Tina's age challenge, but I didn't like a picture of our son in his basketball uniform. I don't even like his picture. I helped him put the uniform on. I was standing right there.
Damn, John. Laying it all out on the table, huh? LOL.
I am just over who I can and cannot be friends with on Facebook.
She has to understand that you are just Facebook friends. It's not like you're trying to get in the cookie jar. Your cookie game must be pretty strong for your girl to be acting this way.
Oh, well, how many of your precious friends know that you cheated on me when we first started dating? So now you've got new bitches on your friends list, but they're, quote, just friends, right?
Damn! Jerry!
Jimmy, we don't have to be friends if I cause this much drama. I'm out.
Yeah, bitch, move on. Thank you, next.
Quoting Ariana Grande for the win, LOL.
Oh, Johnny, maybe you should stop for a bottle of lotion on your way home. Gonna be a lonely month.
Ha! I love Facebook.
Cookie now.
Why did these people get married?
I don't know.
Thank you, next.
Marriage fixed it, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
Clear as clearly.
Yeah, seriously, Brianne. First of all, I mean, you know, again, Brianne, here's somebody that was using sex as a weapon. You know, hey, get some lotion. You're not getting any from me. Ha ha. So obviously it's like, hey, you're using that as a weapon. And secondly, look, people when they're dating sometimes...
Sex as a weapon.
Well, you see it, you hear it a lot.
It's the old vag nunchucks.
Yeah. Doesn't it sound so 1950s for someone to go, you're not getting any tonight? You know what I mean? I feel like we've evolved beyond that kind of conversation. And if you're mad at somebody, you're not going to use, like, withholding sex or having sex as any kind of
pissed,
bargaining
BJ.
Power.
He's liking other people's pictures.
Yeah. And do you date? I mean, people sometimes break up or they'll see other people while they're dating. You're not married. Why would you hold that over his head?
Yeah, like usually when you're actually like dating people, not fully committed boyfriend, girlfriend, you're not in a relationship. You're just seeing each other. And
yeah.
So, yeah, you could be seeing other people. I've met guys who have told me they have girlfriends that they were seeing a couple people at the same time. And when they got committed to the girlfriend, they're like, okay, that's it. Shut it down with everyone else. And then the girlfriend's like, you cheated on me, and held it over their head throughout the entire relationship.
Yeah. I feel like they should have gotten past that whole thing before they said I do.
Yes.
Put rings on fingers. I don't know.
Call me
old fashioned.
Yeah, see, and John, I would tell you this. You should get out. You don't have to put up with that. Why would anybody put up with that kind of situation? You know, that kind of jealousy thrown at them, and then the whole, I'll hold the sex over your head. You know what?
I hear you.
I'm out.
But maybe John also shouldn't bitch about his wife on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, he's not a genius either.
No, the two of them.
Yeah, he's not a genius either. I know they have a kid.
Trish, tell her how we met.
Yeah.
That'd be great if she's like, yeah, we met when we made out at the bar.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So they're both just geniuses.
Yeah.
It could be John is fooling around. I mean, I'm not going to say that he, you know, maybe he is, and, you know, Trisha's just wondering, but...
But, I mean, if he is, just freaking, why would you still stay with this person if you're fooling around with someone else and she's not nice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
I know.
I'm just glad I'm not friends with any of these people.
I'm with you on that, Steve.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Although, I don't do it for any other reason, but like on Instagram, I try and like a lot of people's pictures. Do you like pictures of anyone that like let's just say you have a friend and they post something that's maybe a little more scandalous than their other posts?
No.
I don't touch those.
Yeah, I don't.
I just don't want to be like, because you can see what people like, you know, on your Facebook. On Twitter.
Yeah.
Not Twitter, sorry, Instagram. You can, it'll show like your activity.
Yeah.
And whenever I see like buddies and it's like all they're liking are like these bikini chicks, I'm just like, man.
Yeah.
You look kind of pervy.
You sure do.
Yeah. If I like one of those, I immediately follow it up with liking about five or six other random pictures.
Just to kind of cover it up?
Kind of.
Like boobs, cats, 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 dog, boobs, cats, cats, dog, dog, cats, boobs.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I had a buddy that, like, he was posting like, pictures, just like our like funny or odd pictures. I would like all of them. But then he started posting, like, pictures he was taking of, like, his wife.
Oh.
And I was like, I'm not liking these.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, how do you do that?
And he, and apparently I wasn't the only one. He, like, brought it up to a few. Like, hey, how come you, I know you liked all my other pictures, but I noticed that my pictures I take of, like, my tasteful, he called them tasteful. I didn't think they were very tasteful, but whatever. Everyone's got a different opinion on that. But they were just kind of like... like almost naughty pictures. He's like, I noticed that you guys weren't liking those pictures.
Why would you want us to?
Why would you call that out?
Because people like likes. They want that. You know, it's like, I don't know.
God, it's just
a different world we live in, I guess.
You know what? I'm sorry.
I feel weird liking your sexy pictures of your woman.
If he's just wanting likes, what kind of self-respecting man is spending his time wanting likes? I would be like, if I was his friend, what are you, stupid? Really? Yeah.
Well, not close enough for me to care to intervene in his life.
Good job.
It's not a battle I really wanted to have.
People don't need that. That's why people don't talk to me, because they know that I do have the energy to tell them they're stupid. Most people are like you, and they just go, nah.
So now I just don't like any of his pictures. That's the best way to
That's the best
the
way to do it.
Showed him.
Yeah.
See, I'm paranoid because I think if you're a professional, any kind of professional at all where maybe you're slightly in the public eye, you got to be careful of everything you give a thumbs up to, because you just never know when someone's going to screenshot that and go, hey, like when someone sent me, some people send me racist jokes and it's like, I'm not even going to respond to you, you know, because you're just, first of all, you're an idiot. And second of all, I don't need to have any kind of response that can be interpreted as if I actually approve of your dumbass joke.
See, I will respond to things like that. If I don't find it, I'm like, hey, man, send that to somebody else. I don't find that kind of stuff funny. You know, I'd rather them know that I'm not even into what they're saying.
Yeah, that's the only time I ignore somebody.
That's funny. I ignore the other ones and you ignore those.
Yeah, I ignore all the racist stuff or the political stuff. It's like, I don't want any part of this. Stop sending me your stuff. Ha ha, I know. You got President Trump and he's orange. Thanks. You know, or there's a pile of poop and it's next to President Trump with the challenge. Have you seen that? How many of those have you got?
I did see the testicle one. I thought that was hilarious.
Oh, you like the testicle one?
Did you see that one? 10 years ago and the boys are like in good form.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
10 years later, they're hanging real low. It's a cartoon. It's not like really somebody's
testes. That easily could be my challenge.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah. Got an internet challenge that won't kill you, because look, a lot of people are bird boxing it. You don't need to be doing that. This is defend your favorite villain. And people are doing it on Reddit right now.
Oh.
Your favorite villain. Like, can you come up with a reason why they're awesome?
Kind of like with the Karate Kid, where people have said that Danielson is the villain.
Yes.
Not Johnny.
Yeah. And if you watch the Cobra Kai, I mean, you could see that Danielson has kind of evolved into a little bit of a, you know, and his daughter's hanging out with a bunch of douches. And so, you know, and you know. So.
Whew, that's a good one. Man, going back to the whole topic we had earlier about Rocky III.
Yeah.
Clubber Lang, man. Guy's just struggling. He's just trying to make ends meet. He doesn't have a fancy gym like Rocky. He's got to work out in a basement where it's just like, you know, pipes are dripping stuff. We don't even know what that stuff is.
We don't know.
And all he wants to do is just get, you know, get the respect he wants.
That's all he wants.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good call.
Yeah, I'd say then he killed Mickey. But, I mean, it wasn't intentional. He just didn't really show any remorse.
Rock, he killed me.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. They're saying one of the top ones, and Vicky will like this because her dad's a big fan too, Tom from the Tom and Jerry cartoons.
I love Jerry, but most of the time he's provoking Tom.
Jerry's a jerk. He's very likable because he's a mouse.
And he's so cute, but there are times where he deserves what he gets.
Well, and Tom is a cat.
Yeah.
His job is to basically, you know, get rid of the rodents in the house, and Jerry's literally a rodent, so sure.
But the problem is then they made them friends, and then I hated both of them.
Oh, yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Then I wanted that bulldog just to take them both out.
No, none of the new ones. I don't even like the ones from the 70s. I like the original ones.
Yeah. Vicky's old school.
Yeah, once they started talking,
nope,
I was out.
Oh, yeah, we don't need talking Tom and Jerry.
No, it was just like you had them do stupid stuff with, like, old school, like, orchestral music.
Yeah.
Like, classical music.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
You guys are both old.
You actually have to pay attention to the screen.
How about the Trix Rabbit? Can you come up with a reason why he's cool? You guys know the Trix Rabbit, right?
Yeah.
He's being disrespected by a bunch of kids.
Yeah. All he wanted was a bowl of cereal.
He just wanted to fit in.
I know, kids the kids are kind of jerks. Like, why is it just for kids?
I didn't even know the Trix Rabbit was considered a villain.
Yeah, he is, because he's trying to steal cereal all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
He's a thief. Yeah.
But, and the fact that tricks are for kids, it's like, really? So, those kids are ageists.
I'm shocked Rev hasn't chimed in with Thanos.
It's Thanos, and trying to find a actual good reason for him to...
Population control.
Yeah, population control. It's like a lot of the science of it has been already debunked, so I can't necessarily do it. I just think he's cool, and he killed half of the universe, so that's sweet.
Yeah, and he's purple.
He's purple.
Yeah, great, he's purple.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It is, with Thanos...
Thanks, Danny, for that support.
Welcome. At least the Avengers version, if you saw the movie, he is got to be, he's the most powerful numbskull there ever is, because he's just got this, I got a simple plan. It's like, you know, dude, just for a second, isn't there like a brain gem? I mean, honestly, there's all the other
gems. There's the Mind Stone, but... Yeah,
the Mind Stone is apparently not working, because, come on, buddy, figure it out.
I do like that he has a plan, he set out to do it, and he accomplished his task. That is a pretty good on just the old resume.
Serial killers have plans, too. I don't think we should really... Yeah.
Hmm.
How about Gaston from Beauty and the Beast? I don't even know the story, really.
I don't know.
He falls in love with Belle because basically she's not the only one that's like horny for him. And it's like, oh, she's smart and he's dumb and he's the big muscular guy and he wants to woo her. And then she gets trapped and does the whole beast thing. And then he's like, well, I must save her, even though he's a jerk. Like, he's very full of himself.
But
jerk.
The beast is a monster. Like, you're supposed to save the quote unquote princess from the monster. So he's not necessarily wrong there.
No.
And in a lot of other Disney type stories, he is the good guy.
Right. I think the reason he's the quote unquote bad guy is that he's very into his looks.
I like this one on Reddit. Magneto. In every X-Men movie, he keeps saying, the humans are going to wipe us out. And then in Logan, you can see that the humans have pretty much wiped them out.
Well, that's true. Plus, he also, you know, if you go with the TV, the storyline, at least in the movies.
And in some of the comics, too.
Yeah, I mean, his parents were wiped out by the Nazis.
Yeah, he's a Holocaust survivor.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, this guy's got plenty of reason to, you know, I mean, this is horrible. First, he goes through it as a kid being treated like crap. And then he's being treated like crap for a completely different reason. And yeah, he's gone off the deep end, but he's just like, yeah, it's us before they get me.
Somebody says, have you tried watching the old school Tom and Jerry's on shrooms? It's life-changing. All sound effects, no talking.
Huh.
Yeah.
Now I know what I'm doing tonight.
Great.
Do it, buddy.
Somebody said Wile E. Coyote. Actually getting a few of those. He just wanted some dinner.
Yeah. Yeah, he just wanted some dinner, man.
Beep, beep.
And not only that Wile E. Coyote single-handedly kept the Acme tool and business in business.
So true.
The Acme company would have been out of business if not for
I wonder how much Amazon cribbed from Acme with that, because they're just delivering all this random stuff pretty quickly.
And not for nothing, their stuff was crap. It never worked right for the guy, and yet he was a loyal customer and continued to order from
Acme.
I
just think he was a product tester that got screwed.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things I've seen is that Loki from Avengers, they kind of figured out that his age is around 1,048 years old.
He looks good, doesn't he?
Right. And so they kind of mentioned that the life expectancy is 5,000. So they gather he's about, in human years, he's about 17 years old. So he really isn't just an evil guy. He's just a rebellious teenager in his emo stage.
He'll grow out of it.
Well, he did kind of grow out of it. And then
spoiler alert, he won't be able to.
He did. Apparently, he will not survive the snap. Which, by the way, we talked about this. Of course, you know, spoiler alert, at the end of the Avengers movie, a lot of people get snapped into dust, including Spider-Man. And yet they're showing previews for Spider-Man 2. And it's like,
there's some theories about a lot of that right there.
I heard it was after the fact, that it takes place after.
Yeah, see, I've heard prequels. I've heard that everything goes back to normal, like a whole bunch of really strange fan theories. But I mean, we don't know anything.
Here's why it's spoiled, because Happy is hanging out with his Aunt May, and there was no relationship there at all, so you know it's after the Avengers crap. It has to be. That's how I looked at it. But anyway.
I think this one Redditor says, the Wicked Witch of the West. Dorothy drops a house on her sister and then steals her shoes. She was totally justified in getting revenge. Yeah. Dorothy played the naive, innocent girl, but she's a stone-cold murderer.
It's so true. It is so true. And let's not forget the whole dog issue. I mean, I'm with the witch when she was back in Kansas with the dog issue. So that you know, can't hold on to your dog. You're pissing me off.
How about Plankton from SpongeBob? He just wants a Krabby Patty. I would want one. I'd be mad, too, if they were holding hamburgers.
Yeah, he's trying to steal somebody else's intellectual property. He's still a bad guy.
Oh, shot down.
Wow. Okay, fine, then
it's not Mr. Krabs' fault that he is a horrible chef.
Fine, then he just wants sales and to share sales with...
Open up a different business.
Yeah, right?
Wow, you cannot... You know what? Vicky's behind everybody. Wow. Even Thanos gets a pass, but
this weekend, Danny's going to be eating crab cakes, just cursing on Vicky.
Yeah.
Wow. Darth Vader just wanted to be respected and save his wife.
Oh, no doubt about it. Yeah, Darth Vader, I mean, he was just, yeah, he was effed from the beginning. You know, he really was an orphan child that was
born to lose.
Yeah, I mean, the kid was a slave. And then, unfortunately, you know what? He gets dry. And you know what? He gets mentored by a bunch of morons that don't realize that he's getting basically influenced by a bad guy.
And then, manipulated by the dark side.
Yeah, he got screwed.
And none of them give him Krabby Patties.
No Krabby Patties for poor Anakin.
Darth Plankton.
Yeah. Yesterday, Steve, he got this one wrong.
What brand of whiskey was created for the Queen of England's trip to Canada?
Fireball.
No.
Oh, man. I was thinking Canadian Club, but actually, how could I forget Crown Royal?
Crown Royal.
Yeah. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. How long is a bankruptcy going to affect my credit rating?
Of course, most of the time, by the time we're talking about filing a bankruptcy, the credit has already taken a huge hit. Chapter 7 is going to affect it more negatively than Chapter 13. Chapter 7 stays on your credit report for 10 years from the time you file. It usually takes 7 or 8 years for your credit scores to get back into the normal range in a Chapter 7 case. However, your credit will start to recover even in Chapter 7 after about a year. You'll be able to get credit again right away, usually before your case is even over. Chapter 13 stays on your credit report for 7 years and usually takes about 3 to 3.5 years for your credit to get back in the normal range. So Chapter 13 will mean your credit gets better much more rapidly.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.